And hallelujah in the name of the Lord I speak.
Hallelujah 奉主耶穌聖名講話。
This morning I would like to share the topic praise for our mutual edification.
今早我會用一個題目讚美這個題目跟大家互相勉勵。
We know that the True Jesus Church is truly a global church.
我們知道我們真耶穌教會是一個全球性的教會。
And there are True Jesus Church members in all six major continents.
我們知道真耶穌教會的信徒是遍及六大洲。
And we have members from many different countries, different ethnic backgrounds and so on.
我們知道我們的信徒是來自不同的國家、不同的種族、不同的膚色。
And also members will speak in many different languages.
我們知道我們的信徒都會講不同的語言。
Nowadays, there are articles translated into Spanish or Russian or French and so on.
今天我們教會的刊物是被譯成為西班牙語、俄國語或者是法語這樣。
But what is the one word that is the same in any language?
但是有一句說話是無論你用什麼語言去講都是一樣的。
A word that we can say to any member around the world.
這句說話我們可以跟世界上每一個信徒講都是一樣的。
And that word is hallelujah.
這一句說話是 hallelujah。
Hallelujah sounds the same and means the same in any language.
Hallelujah 無論是哪一個語言來講都是它的意思都是一樣。
And it is a word that we have probably said thousands of times.
或者這句說話對於我們來講我們已經講了數千次了。
And we also say hallelujah in many different situations.
或者我們在不同的情況底下我們都會講 hallelujah.
For example, when we meet another member.
或者我們跟信徒打招呼的時候。
Or when we pray.
或者我們禱告的時候。
Or when we want to praise God.
或者我們讚美神的時候。
So many different situations.
很多不同的情況。
But what does...The word hallelujah mean.
但是 hallelujah 這句語言的意思是什麼呢?
And what can this word remind us about our relationship with God?
這句說話對於我們來說警醒了我們跟神的關係是有些什麼呢?
And this is what we will discuss today.
今天我們就來探討一下。
Hallelujah is a Hebrew word.
我知道 hallelujah 是希伯來語。
And it is made of two parts.
它分成兩個部分。
So, the first part, hallel, means praise.
頭一部分哈利就是講讚美
and, or it means let us praise
或者我們一同來讚美
and Ja means God
這個字是是指著神
Ja is short for Yahweh
是一個耶和華的簡稱
that's one of the names for Jehovah
也都是耶和華另一個名稱
so,
其中一個名稱
so hallelujah together means let us praise God
咁 hallelujah 加埋呢就係話我哋一起嚟讚美神
or simply praise God
又或者簡單嚟講係讚美主讚美神
we know that this praise is directed at God
我知道呢個讚美係指著神嚟讚美
just like when we praise someone
就好似我哋稱讚一個人咁樣
we'll say oh A is such a good girl
我們說 A 小姐是一個很乖的女仔
Or you might say, oh B, you did a great job
或者 B 先生你做這件事做得很好
So in the dictionary, praise means to express our admiration and our approval
在字典裡面讚美這個意思就是說我們要表現出我們的認同和羨慕
So it is only right that God is the object of our praise
So, 只有我們是讚美神這個只要我們讚美神這個對象是才是永遠對的
Since he is the source of all that is good
因為他是一切良善的源頭
And what God does is always right
所以神所做的是永遠都是對的
God is worthy of our admiration
神是值得我們的欽佩
And he is the source of everything in our lives
他是我們所有生活和動作的源頭
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
我們看使徒行傳
Acts chapter 17.
第十七章
Acts chapter 17, verse 28.
我們看使徒行傳第十七章第二十八節
Acts chapter 17, verse 28.
使徒行傳第十七章二十八節十七章二十八節我們生活、動作、存留都在乎他就如你們作詩的有人說我們也是他所生的
So here it tells us In him we live and move and have our being
這裡告訴我們我們的生活動作存留 都係在乎佢嘅。
So everything about us comes from God.
所有關於我哋嘅一切都係從神而嚟嘅。
Therefore, it's only right that we praise God.
So 只有我哋讚美神先至係正確嘅。
And we should not praise ourselves or anyone else.
我哋唔應該去讚美我哋自己或者其他人。
When we say hallelujah, we mean praise God.
我哋講 hallelujah 嘅時候，係我哋指住係讚美神。
But what does it mean to praise?
但係讚美其實係有咩意思呢？
In the Hebrew word hallelujah, hallel means to praise.
Hallelujah 裡面嘅哈利就係話去讚美咁解。
But in the original Hebrew,
喺原本嘅希伯來文嘅意思。
This word praise has many different meanings.
呢個讚美其實有好多唔同嘅意思嘅。
And this reminds us that there are many different ways to praise God.
呢個亦都提醒我哋有好多唔同嘅方法，我哋可以嚟讚美神。
Firstly, we can praise God with our lips.
首先，我哋可以用我哋嘅嘴唇嚟讚美神。
That is the easiest way to praise God.
呢個係最容易嘅方法嚟讚美神。
Just say hallelujah.
就係講 hallelujah.
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 34.
我哋睇詩篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34.
詩篇三十四篇。
Psalm 34, verse 1.
詩篇三十四篇第一節。
Psalm 34 verse 1.
詩篇三十四篇第一節。第一節，我要時時稱讚耶和華，讚美他的話必常在我口中。
So here David says that praise to God will always be on his lips.
呢度大衛講話，讚美神嘅話要經常喺我哋嘅口中。
Similarly, we will often say hallelujah.
同樣地，我哋會經常講 hallelujah.
We say praise God with our lips.
我哋用我哋嘅嘴唇嚟讚美神。
But let us think.
但我另外諗下。
Do we always honor God with our lips?
我哋有冇經常用我哋嘅嘴唇嚟榮耀神呢？
Do we sometimes dishonor God with our lips?
或者有時我哋會用我哋嘅嘴唇嚟令到神蒙羞，或甚至到丟臉呢？
So could the mouth that says hallelujah praise God?
我哋可唔可以同一時間我哋用口嚟講 hallelujah？
We could also say God, why are you doing this to me? Or God, why are you being unfair to me?
又或者同一時間又會講，神點解你咁樣對我咁樣呢？點解你對我咁唔公平呢？
Take the example of Peter.
我哋以彼得嚟做一個例子。
Peter was a loyal follower of God.
我哋知道彼得係一個好忠心嘅跟隨者。
And he was one of the first disciples to recognize that Jesus was God.
我知道佢係其中嘅門徒，首先去認定主耶穌係神嘅。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我哋睇馬太福音十六章。
Matthew chapter 16.
馬太福音第十六章。
Chapter 16, verse 13 to 16.
馬太福
音。At Matthew chapter 16.
馬太福音第十六章。
Verses 16 to 13 to 16.
第十三節到第十六節。第十三節。十六章第十三節，耶穌到了凱撒利亞腓立比的境內，就問門徒說：人子是誰？他們說：有人說是施洗的約翰，有人說是以利亞，有人說是耶利米或先知裡的一位。耶穌說：你們說我是誰？十六節，西門彼得回答說：你是基督，是永生神的兒子。
So here, Peter praised and acknowledged Jesus with his lips.
呢度彼得佢認定同埋讚美神係用佢嘅口嚟咁樣做嘅。
And at the same time, he received a promise and encouragement from Jesus.
但係同一時間，佢喺神裏邊得到咗應許同埋鼓勵。
Let's look at verse 17 to 19.
我哋睇第十七至到第十九節。
Verse 17 to 19.
第十七，十六章十七節，十七節，耶穌對他說：西門。巴若拿，你是有福的，因為這不是屬血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。十八節，我還告訴你，你是彼得，我要把我的教會建立在這磐石上，陰間的權柄不能勝過我。十九節，我要把天國的輪的約匙給你，凡你在地上所捆綁的，在天上也要捆綁，凡你在地上所釋放的，在天上也要釋放。
So here, Jesus had given Peter this great encouragement.
呢度主耶穌俾咗彼得個好大嘅鼓勵。
But later, when the Lord Jesus was arrested,
但係之後當主耶穌重生嘅時候，
Peter became scared and weak.
但係彼得就變得就好驚懼同埋好軟弱啦。
And so he used this, the same lips that he used to praise Jesus, he used them to disown Jesus.
但係佢就用呢一個曾經讚美主嘅嘴唇去否定主耶穌。
And we can see that in Matthew chapter 26.
我哋可以從馬太福音二十六章嗰度睇到。
Matthew chapter 26.
馬太福音二十六章。
Verses 69 to 75.
第六十九至到七十五節。
Matthew chapter 26.Verse 69 to 75.
馬太福音書第二十六章六十九至到七十五節。六十九節，彼得在外面園子裏坐著，有一個侍女前來說：你素來也是同那加利利人耶穌一夥的。彼得在眾人面前卻不承認，說：我不知道你說的是什麼。既出去到了門口，又有一個侍女看見他，就對那裡的人說：這個人也是同拿撒勒耶穌一夥的。彼得又不承認，並且起誓說：我不認得那個人。過了不多的時候，旁邊站著的人前來對彼得說：你真是他們一黨的，你的口音把你露出來了。彼得就發咒起誓地說：我不認得那個人。立時雞就叫了。七十五節，彼得想起那耶穌所說的話：雞叫二先，你要三次不認我。他就出去痛哭。
So we should learn from this example of Peter.
所以我哋應該從呢個彼得呢個例子嚟到好好去學習。
Peter recognized God and praised God.
彼得佢同一時間佢讚美神。
And in the same way, we recognize God and we praise God.
而我哋亦都係去認定神同埋讚美神。
When we praise God and when we say Hallelujah.
當你讚美神嘅時候，我哋講 Hallelujah.
And we are telling God.
但我哋同神講，
We are saying that we praise you because we know that you are the one true God.
我哋讚美你，因為你係獨一嘅真神。
And we tell God, you are the source of all the blessings in my life.
你係我生命中所有恩典嘅源頭。
You are the Lord and Master of my life.
你係我生命中嘅神，生命中嘅主。
And all that I am, all that I do, and all I will be is by your will.
我嘅一切，我所做嘅，同埋我將來所得到嘅，都係你嘅旨意。
And as Jesus encouraged Peter,
正如好似主耶穌去勉勵彼得咁樣，
He will encourage us through the Holy Spirit and the words of the Bible.
佢會用聖靈同埋聖經上面嘅話語嚟勉勵我哋。
So we should pray to God that we will not be weak like Peter.
所以我哋應該向神禱告，我哋唔好似彼得咁軟弱。
And that we do not deny the Lord with the same lips that praise the Lord.
我哋唔會用同一個嘴唇係讚美神，亦都係去否定主。
We know that as Christians, we should love God and love man.
我知道作為基督徒，我哋應該係愛神同埋愛人。
So in the same way, we say Hallelujah to other members of the church.
同一時間，我哋會係對其他弟兄姊妹講 Hallelujah.
And when we meet them or when we see them, we'll say Hallelujah, praise God.
我哋喺教會見到面嘅時候，我哋要講 Hallelujah, 讚美主。
But later, do we use the same lips to gossip or murmur against that member?
但之後我哋會唔會係又講呢個信徒呢個弟兄姊妹嘅是非，又或者講抱怨嘅説話呢
？So when we praise God with our lips, are we careful to maintain that praise?
當我哋用我哋嘅嘴唇讚美神嘅時候，我哋應該係保守我哋嘅舌頭。
Let's turn to James chapter 3.
我嚟睇雅各書第三章。
James chapter 3, verse 9. James chapter 3.
雅各書第三章
Verses 9-11
第九至到第十一節
James chapter 3 verses 9-11
雅各書第三章第九至到十一節第九節我們用舌頭頌讚那為主為父的又用舌頭咒詛那照著神的形象被造的人頌讚和咒詛從一個口裡出來我的弟兄們這是不應當的全員從一個眼裡能發出甜苦兩樣的水嗎？我的弟兄們，無花果樹能生橄欖嗎？葡萄樹能結無花果嗎？鹹水裡也不能發出甜水來。
So yes, it is easy to praise God with our lips.
我哋用如果用嘴唇嚟讚美神，其實好容易嘅。
But we must be careful to guard our lips.
但係我哋亦都要小心去保守我哋嘅舌頭。
It's of course it's easy to say words, but it's not so easy to carry them out.
係有時候我哋講係好容易，但係要行出嚟就唔係咁容易啦。
There's a saying in English.
喺英文裏面有一個諺語。
That you must walk the walk as well as talk the talk.
就係話行動比你要行出嚟，行動比說話更加有效。
So we shouldn't just praise God with our lips, but also with our actions.
我哋唔應該只係用舌頭嚟讚美神，而係相反，我哋要相對我哋用行動嚟做出嚟。
So the second way to praise God is with our conduct and our actions.
第二個方法嚟讚美神就係用我哋嘅行動同埋行為嚟做出嚟。
The Bible tells us about doing one thing and saying another thing.
喺聖經裏邊講又係話講是一樣嘢，但係做是另外一件事。
Let's turn to Titus chapter 1 verse 16. Titus.
我睇提多書。
Titus chapter 1 verse 16.
我睇提多書第一章第十六節。
Titus chapter 1 verse 16.
提多書第一章第十六節。一章第十六節。他們說是認識神，行事卻和他相悖，本是可憎惡的，是叛逆的，在各樣善事上是可廢棄的。
Right, so this verse is telling us that we cannot say we have faith in God and then sin against God.
這裡告訴我們聽，我們不可以說我們在神裡面有信心，但是就在祂面前犯罪。
Similarly, we cannot say praise God and then do something that goes against God.
同樣地，我哋唔可以，我哋又讚美神，但係做啲行為唔相配嘅事情。
And we cannot say that we love others and then hurt them.
我哋唔可以話我好愛你，但係我又傷害你。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3.
約翰一書第三章。
First John chapter 3:18. 1 John chapter 3 verse 18.
約翰一書第三章第十八節。
Verse 18 here it says, Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth.
第十八節呢度話，小子們啊，我們相愛，不要只在言語上和舌頭上，總要在行為上和誠實上。
So the Bible is telling us that our what we say and what we do should be the same.
呢度講俾我哋聽，我哋嘅説話同埋行為其實係應該相配嘅。
So people say that actions speak louder than words.
所以有人話如果你做出嚟嘅行動比你講嘢係勝過係好多倍。
And we can find out a lot about a person from their behavior.
我哋可以喺從一個人嘅行為裏面發現好多嘅事情。
It's said that in the interaction between two people,
又係人與人之間嘅溝通。
90% of the communication is non-verbal.
有 90% 嘅交通咧，其實係唔係用説話嘅。
And for example, we might be looking at the person's facial expressions.
有時我哋會好留意別人嘅面部嘅表情。
Their posture or their actions.
或者佢嘅意識形態。
And only 10% of the communication comes from what the person says.
只有 10% 係從嘅交通係從説話裡面發現嘅。
It said that when you go for a job interview.
所以話如果你去一次面試嘅時候。
The interviewer has already formed an impression of you within the first 30 seconds.
面試你嘅人已經喺頭30秒裡面咧，已經係猜度得到其實你係一個咩嘅人。
So before you have said anything, that person already has an idea about you.
所以當你喺未講嘢嘅時候，呢個面試嘅人咧，呢個將面試嘅人咧已經係有個概念，究竟其實你係一個點嘅人。
So therefore, our actions will speak louder than words.
所以我哋嘅行動係比我哋説話更加有效。
If we want to praise God, our actions should support that.
如果我哋要讚美神嘅話，我哋嘅行動係應該係要配合嘅。
Although we are the children of God, we are also part of society.
雖然我哋係神嘅兒女，但係我哋亦都係喺社會裡面嘅一部分。
We live and work amongst the non-believers.
我哋喺啲未信嘅人中間，我哋工作同埋生活。
For example, our family who may not be in the church.
又或者我哋家庭成員仲未係教會嘅信徒。
Our classmates.
我哋嘅同學。
Our co-workers.
我哋嘅同事。
They probably all know that we are Christians.
或者佢哋都知道其實我哋可能係基督徒。
Can we show them from our behavior that we are children of God?
我哋可唔可以表現出嚟我哋係神嘅兒女咧
？In front of them. Do we praise God by our actions and our behavior?
在他们的面前我们有没有赞美神是用我们的行动和行为来赞美神呢
Let's turn to 1 Peter
我们看彼得前书
1 Peter 1 Peter chapter 2
彼得前书第二章
1 Peter chapter
2第二章
Chapter 2 verses 11 and 12
彼得前書第二章第十一節至到十二節，十一節。
Verse 11 and 12。
十一節，親愛的弟兄，你們是客旅，是寄居的。我勸你們要禁戒肉體的私欲，這私欲是與靈魂爭戰的。你們在外邦人中，應當品行端正，叫那些毀謗你們。是作惡的，因看見你們的好行為，便在監察的日子歸榮耀給神。
So here the Bible is telling us to show people that we are children of God by our actions.
呢度聖經話俾我哋聽，我哋要用行為同埋行動去話俾其他人聽，我哋係神嘅兒女。
Yes, we can praise God with our lips.
冇錯，我哋可以用我哋嘅嘴唇嚟讚美神。
But we can also be living praise for God.
但係我哋亦都可以係喺神面前做一個活生生嘅讚美。
By the way that we live our lives.
從我哋喺我哋過我哋嘅生活。
By our actions and our behaviour.
從我哋嘅行動、我哋嘅行為。
We can give praise to God.
我哋可以嚟讚美神。
But we don't need to compare ourselves with others.
但我哋唔需要同其他人作一個比較。
As long as we maintain a close relationship with God.
只要我哋係同神之間保持一個親密嘅關係。
We can believe that God is guiding our steps.
我哋相信神係保守我哋每一步。
And God is guiding our actions.
神係保守我哋嘅行動。
And because our behavior will indicate what we are thinking.
因為我哋嘅行為係表現得出我哋所思想嘅。
Therefore, if we are thinking about God, we will do what is right in God's eyes.
如果我哋係經常思想神，我哋就會做神眼中嘅所正確嘅一切。
Let's turn to Proverbs.
我哋睇箴言書。
Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23。
箴言四章二十三節。
Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23。
箴言第四章第二十三節，二十三節，你要保守你心，勝過保守一切，因為一生的果效是由心發出。
That's right. So therefore, if we have the heart to praise God，
所以如果我哋有讚美神的心，
then our actions will express that.
我們的行動就會表現出來了。
And how we choose to behave in different situations.
我們在一個處境上，我們怎樣去選擇去表現。
That should not be conflicting with our consciences.
其實跟我們的良知是沒有衝突的。
Because we are doing what is right.
因為我們做神眼中的正確的事。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 6.
我哋睇加拉太書第六章。
Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6 verse 4.
加拉太書第六章第四節。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 4.
加拉太書第六章第四節。第四節，各人應當察驗自己的行為，這樣他所夸的就專在自己，不在別人了。
So he's telling us that as long as we do what is right in God's eyes，
所以這裡告訴我們聽，只要我在神，我們作神眼中正確的，
then that is sufficient，
就已經足夠了。
And that is fitting to praising God。
這個就跟我們讚美神是相配了。
So if we truly want to praise God,
所以如果我哋真係好想讚美神嘅話，
we don't just say it，
我哋唔單單淨係用嘴唇嚟讚美，
we can show this praise through our actions，
我哋可以用我哋嘅行為嚟讚美神，
because we must remember that we have to do it as well as say it，
我哋要明白我哋要行出嚟，唔係淨係得個講字。
And another way to praise God，
另外一個方法去讚美神嘅，
is that by our conduct others will praise God because of us，
就是通過了我們的行為，其他人會看得到，其他人會看得到而是讚美神。
Because when we express praise through our behavior，
就是說當我們通過我們的行為來讚美神的時候，
others will see it，
其他人會同樣看到。
And they will praise God because of us，
他們也都會讚美神，因為我們的關係而讚美神。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians，
我哋睇哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians。Chapter 9。
第九章。
Second Corinthians chapter 9。
哥林多后书第九章。
Chapter 9 verse 13。
第十三节。哥林多后书第九章第十三节。他们从这供给的事上得了凭据，知道你们认识基督，信服他的福音，多多地捐钱给他们和众人，便将荣耀归于神。
So here Paul is writing to the church in Corinth.
呢度呢度彼得写信俾哥林多教会。
Paul。
保罗写信俾哥林多教会。
And he's thanking them for serving God.
佢感谢佢哋去侍奉神。
The other churches and the brethren were giving thanks to God.
而教会嘅其他弟兄亦都系通過這件事去感謝神。
And they praise God for what the church in Corinth had done.
他們感謝神是因為哥林多教會去做剛才講的事情。
And another example is Paul.
另外一個例子就是保羅。
Paul himself was a great worker for God.
保羅他自己一個在神裏面很出色的工人。
But before the Lord chose him, he persecuted the church.
但是當在神揀選他之前，他逼迫教會。
When he believed in Jesus,
当他信主的时候，
the believers were afraid of him.
信徒就很害怕他了。
How could someone who used to curse the Lord Jesus now be preaching the Lord Jesus?
为什么这位曾经是攻击主耶稣的人现在又来讲神的道呢？
But Paul showed by his actions that he was true to Jesus.
但是保罗他通过他的行动去告诉其他人聽佢係對主耶穌係真嘅。
And also that he was a real worker for the church.
佢喺亦都話俾其他人聽，佢喺教會裏邊係真正嘅工人。
And in the end, the members praise God because of Paul.
而最後好多信徒亦都係讚美神，係因為保羅嘅關係。
I mean, we can see this in Galatians chapter 1.
我哋可以喺加拉太書嗰度睇到。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太書第一章。
Galatians chapter 1 verses 21 to 24。
加拉太書第一章二十一至到二十四節。二十一節，以後我到了敍利亞和基利加境內，那時猶太信基督的各教會都沒有見過我的面，不過聽說他從前逼迫我們的，現在傳揚他原先所殘害的真道，他們就為我的緣故歸榮耀給神。
So yes, the members praise God because of Paul.
所以係啊，冇錯，呢度呢啲信徒佢讚美神係因為保羅嘅關係。
So hopefully we can be someone who others praise God for.
希望同人哋，我哋希望我哋其他人都因為我哋嘅關係而讚美神。
The fourth point about praise.
第四點有關於讚美嘅事。
Is that we should not be ashamed to praise God.
就係我哋唔應該喺我哋唔應該喺讚美嘅事情對面覺得害羞。
Probably in church we freely say hallelujah or praise God.
或者喺教會裏面我哋講 hallelujah 或者讚美神講得好輕鬆。
In fact, we probably think that if we don't say it, people will think we're not a good Christian.
相反嘅，或者我哋會覺得，如果我哋唔講呢句説話嘅話，其他人就唔認為我哋係基督徒啦。
But if we were with our colleagues from work,
但係當我哋同我哋 工作上面嘅同事一齊嘅時候
，or with our friends from school，
或者學校嘅同學一齊嘅時候
，would we say hallelujah or thank God as easily？
我哋有冇同人哋係會講 hallelujah 或者讚美神係一樣講得咁自由咁輕鬆咧
？When I was a student，
當我仲係一個學生嘅時候
，my friends and I would anxiously wait for our exam results。
我同我個朋友都一樣去等呢個放榜。
And when my friends got their good results, they would say, "Oh, that was so lucky."
當我個朋友係拎到好嘅成績嘅時候，佢話：啊，我真係好好彩啦。
I knew that I should say thank God.
我知道我自己應該講感謝神。
But I was embarrassed to say it in front of my friends.
但係我覺得喺我朋友面前，我咁樣講讚美神嘅話，我會好尷尬。
So I just said, "Yes, like that."
咁我就話：啊，係啊，係啊，咁樣。
And I did not give God the praise that belonged to God.
我冇去因為呢件事情去感謝神，呢個感謝係屬於神嘅。
For of course, I know that all blessings come from God.
其實我深深地知道所有嘅恩典都係從神而嚟。
So it is God who has given me the desired result.
其實係神俾我所想得到嘅成績。
Now I know that in whatever situation.
但而家我知道，無論係咩情況底下
，whether with church friends or with worldly friends，
無論我同教會嘅朋友或者同出邊嘅朋友一齊
，I should always give praise to God。
我都會時常去感謝神、讚美神。
For I should remember that this praise belongs to God。
因為我知道呢個讚美係屬於神嘅。
Let's turn to Job chapter 36。
我哋睇約伯記三十六章。
Job chapter 36。
約伯記三十六章。
Job chapter 36, verse 24.
約伯記三十六章二十四節。
Job chapter 26, verse 24. Here it says, "Remember to extol his work, which men have praised in song."
約伯記三十六章二十四節話：你不可忘記稱讚他所行的偉大，就是人所歌頌的。
We can also learn from the example of David.
我哋亦都可以從大衛嘅例子裡面學習。
David was a man who loved God.
大衛是一個很愛神的人。
And he was not afraid or ashamed to praise God openly.
他沒有害怕在公開地去讚美神，同埋讚美神。
Let's look at his story in 2 Samuel.
我們看看有關於他的故事。
2 Samuel.
在撒母耳記下。
Verse 6.
的第六章。
2 Samuel verse 6.
撒母耳記下嘅第六章。
Let's read verses 1 to 5。
我哋睇第一至到第五節。撒母耳記下嘅六章第一至到第五節。第一節，大衛又聚集以色列中所有挑選的人三萬。大衛起身率領跟隨他的眾人前往，要從巴拉猶大將神的約櫃運來。這約櫃就是坐在以基路伯上萬軍之耶和華留名的約櫃。他們將神的約櫃從崗上亞比拿達的家裏抬出來，放在新車上。亞比拿達的兩個兒子烏撒和亞希約趕這新車。他們將神的約櫃從崗上亞比拿達的家裏抬出來的時候，亞希剛在約櫃前行走。大衛和以色列的全家在耶和華面前用松木製造各樣的樂器和琴、瑟、鼓、拔、羅作樂跳舞。
So here says that the Israelites had defeated their enemies, the Philistines.
這裡告訴我們聽，以色列人是將他的敵人非利士人打敗了。
And with the help of God, they were victorious.
因為神的幫助他們得勝了。
Now they could bring the Ark of God back to Jerusalem where it belonged.
他們可以將神的約櫃找回耶路撒冷。
So David and the people were praising God with dancing and music.
所以大衛就跟他的人民一樣去讚美神，通過跳舞和音樂。
And God, Jesus, sorry, David wanted to praise God.
大衛他很希望去讚美神。
He was so overjoyed.
他是非常之快樂。
And he took off his garments and he danced for joy.
他將他的衣服是除去了，是很快樂地跳舞。
Of course he still had his undergarments on.
當然他還有他的內衣還是保持著的。
Because maybe that was the custom of that time.
可能這個是當時的其中一個習俗。
So in verses 12 to 16 it tells us.
在第十二至到第十六節講。 第十二節，六章第十二節，有人告訴大衛王說，耶和華因為約櫃賜給俄別爾東的家和一切屬他的，大衛就去歡歡喜喜地將神的約櫃從俄別爾東家中抬到大衛的城裡，抬耶和華的約櫃的人走了六步，大衛就獻牛和肥羊為祭。大衛穿著細麻布的以弗得，在耶和華面前極力跳舞，這讓大衛和以色列的全家歡呼吹角，將耶和華的約櫃抬上來。
So whilst David was praising God,
是當大衛去讚美神的時候，
Michal looked at him.
米甲就睇到啦。
And she was the daughter of Saul, who was David's enemy.
米甲其實係掃羅嘅女兒，亦都係當時係大衛嘅敵人。
And she had also been married to David before.
佢亦都係同大衛曾經結婚。
When she saw David, she looked down on his free expression of joy in God.
當佢見到大衛咁樣做嘅時候，佢就輕視大衛咁樣咁快樂喺神面前咁快樂咁跳舞。
So she looked down on David's praise to God.
佢藐視大衛咁樣嚟讚美神。
Let's look at verse 20-23.
我睇20至到第23節。六章二十節，大衛回家要給眷屬祝福，掃羅的女兒米甲出來迎接他，說：以色列王今日在神僕的婢女眼前露體，如同一個輕賤人無恥露體一樣，有好大的榮耀。二十一節，大衛對米甲說：這是耶和華面前，耶和華已揀選我，廢了你父和你父的全家，立我作耶和華民以色列的君，所以我必在耶和華面前跳舞，我也要更加卑微，自己看為輕賤。你所說的那些婢女，他們倒要尊敬我。二十三節，掃羅的女兒米甲直到死日沒有生養兒女。
So we can learn from this example of David.
所以我哋可以從大衛呢一個例子裡面學習。
It reminds us that we should always give praise to God.
呢度提醒我哋，我哋應該經常去讚美神。
We do not need to be ashamed or forget to praise God.
我哋唔需要喺讚美神嘅事情上邊感到害羞，或者係經常忘記咁樣讚美神。
And we should freely give thanks and praise to God.
我哋應該好自由咁樣去感謝同埋讚美神。
And it doesn't matter what other people think of us.
其他人點樣睇我哋係唔緊要嘅。
We remember that by our actions we show others that we are children of God.
我哋知道通過我哋嘅行動，其他人就睇到其實我哋係神嘅兒女。
There is a testimony about a brother.
有關一個弟兄嘅見證。
He was at university.
佢當時喺大學裏邊讀緊書。
And he wanted to preach about God to his friends, but he was too embarrassed.
佢好想去向佢啲同學去宣揚神嘅道理，但係佢就好怕醜。
Also, he felt uncomfortable about admitting that he was a Christian.
佢同人哋覺得喺其他人面前去承認自己係基督徒，佢覺得好唔係咁舒服。
At the same time, he felt ashamed and weak because he could not preach God or praise God openly.
同一時間，佢覺得好好羞恥同埋好軟弱，因為佢唔可以傳揚神嘅道理。
After he attended the youth theological course.
當佢參加咗一個青年嘅神學訓練班之後。
He examined himself.
佢自我省察。
And realized that he was weak and wrong.
佢感覺得到自己其實係好軟弱，同埋佢係錯誤嘅。
He prayed to God to forgive him for not admitting that he was a true Jesus Church member.
佢向神咁樣禱告，希望神原諒佢。佢因為佢唔承認佢自己係真耶穌嘅教會嘅一個信徒。
And he asked God to give him faith and courage to preach.
佢求神去俾信心同埋勇氣俾佢去宣道。
And also the courage to admit in front of his friends that he was a Christian.
同埋喺佢其他朋友面前有個勇氣去承認佢係自己係一個基督徒。
So one day he was sitting in the university canteen having his lunch.
有一天他就坐在他大學裡面其中一個
canteen
一個小食部裡面吃他的午餐。
And he decided to be brave and bow his head and give thanks before eating.
佢提出勇氣，佢喺佢食飯之前，佢默禱，佢耷低頭默禱。
Because he had never done that before.
因為佢之前係從來未咁樣做過嘅。
When he started eating, he looked up.
當佢嘗試去食佢嘅午餐嘅時候，佢就去望望高抬高頭。
And he saw another student staring at him.
佢見到另外有一個同學去望食佢。
And the brother began to wonder.
咁呢個弟兄咧就覺得有好啲奇怪啦。
Why is that stranger staring at me?
點解有個陌生嘅人去望實我咧
？Maybe he thinks that I'm strange because I'm giving thanks。
或者佢覺得咁我好奇異，因為我咁樣去默禱感謝。
And then he felt a bit embarrassed。
咁佢亦都係講到，佢都覺得有少少尷尬。
And then the student came over to the brother。
And 跟住呢個同學咧就同就走近我哋呢個弟兄啦。
And he said to him, "Are you a Christian?"
咁佢就同我哋呢個弟兄講話，你係咪一個基督徒啊
？And the brother said that yes, he was, and he was a True Jesus Church member.
咁我哋呢個弟兄就話我係一個基督徒，我係真耶穌教會嘅一個信徒。
And the student said that yes, he was a Christian as well.
咁呢個同學就話其實我都係一個基督徒嚟嘅。
In fact, he had been looking for other Christians to meet, but he could not find any.
其實我一路以嚟都係揾緊其他基督徒，不過我揾唔到其他人。
So when he saw the brother giving thanks,
當呢個同學去見到我哋呢位弟兄去低頭默禱感謝嘅時候
，he was surprised to see that there was there's another Christian here.
咁佢就覺得好奇怪，原來呢個學校仲有其他人係基督徒嚟嘅。
And it turned out that later the brother introduced the student to our church, and he believed and was baptized.
咁之後，我哋呢個弟兄就介紹就帶領咗呢個同學嚟信主，跟住佢就守誓歸入主嘅名下。
So this testimony tells us.
所以呢個見證話俾我哋聽。
Not to be ashamed, but to openly give praise to God.
我哋唔需要覺得羞恥，我哋可以係公開地去讚美神。
By doing so, we do not deny God's importance in our lives.
我哋如果咁樣做嘅話，我哋就我哋唔會否認其實神喺我哋生命中係幾咁重要。
Also, we can show our faith to others.
我哋可以將我哋嘅信心去表現出嚟俾其他人睇。
And perhaps God will use us to do His work.
或者神會咁樣係利用我哋去完成佢嘅工作。
So in conclusion,
所以作一個結論。
The next time we say Hallelujah,
下一次我哋講 Hallelujah 嘅時候
，Let us remind ourselves about what it means.
我哋要提醒自己 Hallelujah 係咩意思咧
？It means praise God.
嘅意思係讚美神。
To praise God is our duty.
讚美神是我們的責任。
It is also a way to acknowledge God.
也是其中一個方法我們是承認神。
Let's turn to Psalm 103.
我們看詩篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
詩篇103篇。
This Psalm tells us all the reasons why we have to praise God.
這首詩告訴我們一切有關於我哋點解要讚美神嘅原因。
Psalm 103，
詩篇103篇
，verses 1-5，
第一節到第五節。第一節，我的心啊，你要稱頌耶和華，凡在我裡面的也要稱頌他的聖名。我的心啊，你要稱頌耶和華，不可忘記他的一切恩惠。他赦免你一切的罪孽，醫治你的一切疾病。他救贖你的命，脫離死亡。以仁愛和慈悲為你的冠冕，他用美物使你所願的得以知足，以致你如嬰返老還童。
And let's look at verses 20-22。
我哋再睇20-22。第二十節，聽從他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要稱頌耶和華。你們作他的諸君，作他的仆役，行他所喜悅的，都要稱頌耶和華。你們一切被他造的，在他所治領的各處，都要稱頌耶和華。我的心啊，你要稱頌耶和華。
So just like the psalm says，
就好似呢首詩咁樣講。
Let us remember all the reasons we have to say Hallelujah。
我哋一齊嚟再重温一下點解我哋要讚美神。
And we know that we can praise God with our lips。
我哋知道，我哋講過，我哋要用我哋嘅嘴唇讚美神。
But we also need to show our praise by our actions.
但係我哋都要係 通過我哋嘅行動嚟讚美神。
For we should be living praise to God。
喺神面前，我哋要做一個活生生嘅讚美。
And by being living praise。
如果要作為一個行動活生生嘅讚美嘅話
，Others will see us and they will praise God for us。
其他人就會睇到我哋咁樣做，而同樣係讚美神。
And also we should never fail to praise God。
亦都我哋都唔可以停止咁讚美神。
For everything, including our very existence, comes from God。
一切嘅事情，一切我哋嘅存在，都係從神而嚟。
Therefore, we are not ashamed to praise God。
所以我哋唔應該感到害羞喺讚美神嘅事情上面。
For He is indeed worthy。
因為佢係值得，佢係配得我哋嘅讚美。
So may the Lord help us to appreciate and remember Him。
所以我哋希望神去幫助我哋去感謝佢同埋紀念佢。
All glory be to God。
所有榮耀歸於真神。
Now let's sing our last hymn。
我哋跟住嚟唱最後一首詩。
Hymn number 2。
第二首。